My name is James Oswald. I'm a novelist and a farmer. Well, I think kids should really be, encouraged to read anything and everything. But I know from my own experience and from children that I've known that particularly boys tend to give up reading, round about the age of 10, 11. They start, playing video games, playing football, all sorts of things, anything except reading. And actually reading a novel is quite hard work. It's quite a daunting thing to pick up a book like that. But comics are very much more accessible. And things like 2000 AD, which I grew up reading and which published my first ever story, they're little 4 or 5 page strips, six of them in a weekly issue. They're really easy to read. And they get people reading, and it doesn't really matter that it's words and pictures. It's just reading that exercises your brain and reminds you what story is all about. Well, I think they're just another easy way to entertain yourself. So, you've got your texts and your WhatsApps and whatever with your mates, and you can go onto Twitter and Facebook, and you are reading to a certain extent, but it's not the same engagement as reading a novel. And because it's there in your pocket and it's what everybody else has got, it's a distraction. But you can get comics on your phone or on your iPad or whatever, and all of the comics companies have invested a lot of money in making comics downloadable and digitally available as well. So again, it's tapping into what children are using and making them just encouraging them to read, really, making reading exciting. That's the main thing. I think it's an enormous help. It's great for me as an old geek who grew up reading comics and being criticised for it. Now all the top grossing movies are all my favourite superheroes from my childhood, and I think you see the movie and then go and read the comic rather than the other way around nowadays. So you're making the characters accessible and more interesting. Children can go and see the latest Iron Man or Spider-Man movie or whatever, and then they want more. When they get to the end of the movie, they want to know more, and there's a massive wealth of comics that they can go and start reading, and that's just a great way of improving literacy, I feel. Well, I would say, pick up 2000 AD. It's a great British institution now, and it's really easy to get into the stories because they tend to be short episodes, and the comic comes out once a week. There's always a new story starting, but you've got great old favourites like Judge Dredd and Strontium Dog and all these sort of things, and I would say, pick up a copy of 2000 AD, have your eyes opened, and then just go and read anything you can get your hands on. No, I think that's probably it. I've got a book coming out tomorrow, but apart from that, well, it's the latest book. It's book seven in my Inspector MacLean series. It's called Written in Bones, and it's out tomorrow in hardback. Actually, some bookstores have already got it, but probably more accessible for children, for younger readers, would be my fantasy series, The Ballad of Sir Benfro, also available from good bookshops, and that's my plug. Well, thank you. Thank you for listening. Press stop.